This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Yes, holidays are about family and presents and sugar cookies and fabulously ugly Christmas sweaters. I had one once that I made by hand by attaching ribbons and bells to a red sweater. It was amazing, just amazing. I don't even have words. Turns out those ugly holiday sweaters are having a resurgence and an industry sprung up around them. WABE's Michelle Aloy reports.
Before the invites to ugly holiday sweater parties started popping up on Facebook, there were people who actually wore these things without the slightest hint of irony, like my mom, Christine. I asked her to show me her favorite ugly Christmas sweater. Yes, she has more than one.
On one side, there is a church, and on the back, there are some angels, and it's supposed to be representative of the song Silent Night.
Believe it or not, Mom is selling this sweater short. The Christmas trees, angels, and church on the sweater are all adorned with hand-sewn silver and gold beading.
You glisten when you walk.
Mom says 20 years ago, a Christmas sweater like this would have cost about $100. It's these kind of sweaters that Mike Gollum is after. He's the founder of UglySweaterStore.com.
It was a very expensive sweater back in the day, which is why they last so long now. So, to have a sweater that's 30 years old now and it's still in great condition is, I guess, a testament to how well they did make them.
Gollum has been in the ugly sweater business for 6 years. He usually buys the vintage sweaters in bulk from clothing recyclers and sells them for anywhere between $10 and $100. It's a side job for him. Gollum manages housing for a university in St. Louis, but he says if he wanted to quit his main job, he could, thanks to the growing ugly Christmas sweater party trend.
And it used to just be the college kids or somebody in their 20s, and now we started to see more corporate parties last year, and then this year that's just exploded.
Gollum says 95% of his business falls in the 8 to 10 weeks before Christmas. Jack McCarthy says that's about the same for his sweater business, UltimateUglyChristmas.com.
I'm spending a lot of the summer really getting ready, finding the inventory, doing the operational side of it.
When he's not selling sweaters, McCarthy is a student at Babson College near Boston. He sold his first ugly sweater on eBay when he was in eighth grade and found big demand. McCarthy says last year he brought in around $50,000. Not bad for a college kid.
I can do, all the work during the summer and then run it online now.
But both McCarthy and Gollum say selling sweaters this year has been more difficult. That's because more big-name retailers like Target, Walmart, and Macy's have gotten into the ugly sweater business. Even major sports leagues like the NFL and NBA now have their own lines of ugly holiday sweaters. Again, Mike Gollum.
It's hard. It's kind of like if you're a mom-and-pop shop and then Home Depot moves into town.
McCarthy says he's seen traffic to his website drop a little as it's fallen on the Google search options behind these big-box stores. But he says he's used social media to raise his sweater's profile.
People share the pictures, find them funny, and kind of share the site. So kind of word-of-mouth advertising has been helpful.
Both say they're looking to diversify the kinds of things they sell. And there are other holiday ugly sweater markets to explore. Just ask my mom.
Yes, I have a St. Patrick sweater and an Easter sweater and a 4th of July sweater.
She forgot to mention her Halloween sweater and her Thanksgiving sweater, too. In Atlanta, I'm Michelle Aloy for Marketplace.